Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Cub Scouts of America. You know what? Here's my son with some more information.
Hi, my name is Adrian. Right now, I am selling popcorn to help pay for Cub Scout outings and supplies. I might need, please support me, Adrian, by buying popcorn. Thanks for your help. And now, back to my dad.
Thanks, Adrian. He is right. It does help support the Cub Scouts, and it actually supports him. We are making any money that's raised by the Scouts are actually going towards the Scouts. So it goes into their PAC fund, and what that means is if they need to go on an outing and they've got money inside their PAC fund, they don't have to pay for it out of pocket. It comes out of there. It teaches the Scouts how to sell and do things like that. So like example, today he was learning and understanding how broadcasting works and how the radio works and all that. So it actually helps them learn. I'm a big supporter of Cub Scouting, as you guys may know, and scouting in general. So again, let's actually give you the link. Go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Just type that up in the URL where you would type in google.com or whatnot. Again, otrwesterns.com/popcorn, and or even check the show notes. I'm going to put that in the show notes also. But what that does is that will send you over to Cub Trails. What Cub Trails does is they will actually give him credit for purchasing it. They've got a wide variety of popcorn. And let's say you go, you know, I don't want popcorn. What you can do at that point is there's also donating to military. What that does is that actually buys popcorn for our men and women who are overseas and fighting. So they will actually, all that money goes directly to that. We get a little bit of money off of it, but for the most part, you're buying popcorn for the men and women overseas. So that's a good way of doing it. But there is a lot of good flavors out there. Remember, it is fundraising, so it's going to be a little bit on the higher price than what you just go buy in the store, but you are supporting scouting. What I'll do for you, if you decide to purchase, is I'll give you a membership to that same exact price. So let's say it's, you know, $30 is what you spend. I will give you a $30 membership. Whatever that would entail, you'll get that. I'm also going to do a special video for anybody who does this, and probably an extra show just for you, my supporters in this campaign. So don't send me any money. Go ahead and go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Help my son raise money. I think it's great. Last time we did this, he was a top seller. You guys are a huge support, and keep me going. Help the scouting going. Keep these kids, you know, out of anything bad. Thanks, and let's get into today's episode. Tell all your buddies, tell all your pals. Walk it, swim it, and set your sail. We're taking a trip on the Scouting Trail. We're taking a trip on the Scouting Trail.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, present Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Jingles to the Rescue.
Yippee!
There are lots of prizes, lots of winners, and lots of fun in this big Kellogg Sugar Pops Rodeo Contest. The two grand prize winners and their escorts will get a free, all-expenses-paid trip to Cheyenne, Wyoming Frontier Days this summer as the guests of Guy and Andy. Yes, you'll see all the action right where it's happening, when it's happening, right alongside of Guy and Andy. Listen a little later when I tell you how you can be one of the lucky winners. The discovery of gold in the Colorado hills made millionaires of some men and hard-case bandits of others. It was the bandits that interested United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles. In one battle with a band of vicious claim jumpers, the hills were blue with gun smoke and things looked hopeless until chance brought Jingles to the rescue.
Jingles, but the question is, who's doing the fight?
Sounds like the blue and the gray were at it again.
Hey, wait a minute. I got them spotted now. There's one rifle working in that little run up on the hillside.
Yeah, I see it now, but there's more than one down below.
That's right. There's one up near that blue rock, two in the gully, and one on this side. That makes four. Let me see your telescope a minute, partner.
Here you are, Bill.
Steady, watch out.
What do you see down there, Bill?
Jingles, you take this. Look who's pumping that lone rifle.
Huh? I can't make... Hey, Bill, it's old pay dirt Melba Smith.
I thought it was. Come on. Hi, watch out, hi.
Jump, Joker, if Melba's in trouble, she's gonna get plenty of help.
Unlimber those six guns, Jingle. We're gonna put a stop to this set tour and make it a free-for-all.
You said it, Bill. Let those Jaspers know pay dirt Melba's got some friends around here.
That gave them something to think about.
Yeah, they quit firing. They're running for their horses.
Let's keep them running.
That's it, you sneaking coyotes! Hightail it for nowhere!
That was a parting shot, partner. There they go.
Parting shot was almost right. They almost parted my ears right down the middle of my head.
You can put that rifle down now, Melba. It's Bill and Jingles.
I can see who it is. And bless my eyes, if you two galoots ain't the most welcome sight I ever saw.
Now, what's this all about, Melba? How come you started a gunfight with them Jaspers anyway?
Started a fight? Me? Who are you, overblown beanbag? I didn't start a thing. They did. But I came mighty near finishing it before you come along.
Yeah, it sure doesn't look like it. How was you going to finish it? Turn up your toes and play dead?
No, sir, not by a cupful. A pug, one of them.
Melba, did they hit you? If they did, I'll round them up and fry their hides.
Nah, Jingles, keep a lid on your blood pressure. I'm not hit. But I had to dive behind this rock so fast, the thing I broke my ankle.
What? Yeah, let me see, Melba. Hey, that doesn't look so good.
Well, don't feel so good either, if I gotta tell the truth. And I generally do.
Oh, maybe it's just a little old sprain, huh, Bill?
It could be, partner, but I'd hate to take a chance on moving her.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, would it? Then one of us has got to go for the doctor, Bill.
Yeah, I'll go, partner. You stay here with Melba.
The doctor? Now, you hold on a minute. You know the only sawbones in this neck of the hills is Pliny Tookins. And if you drug him out here to tend me, I'll never hear the last of it.
You know, he might make you marry him after all, Melba.
You mind your own business, Jingles. Or I might just up and marry you to spite him.
Uh-oh.
There's no argument, Melba. You need a doctor, and that means I'm going for Pliny. Steady, Buckshot.
I'll stay here to keep you company, Melba.
Company, is it? You might find you're more than company if those low live claim jumpers come back. They know I hit pay dirt and they're out to get my gold. Most likely over my dead body. And maybe yours too.
Bucking Broncos, real-life Indians, trick-riding and roping. They've got them all at Cheyenne, Wyoming Frontier Days. It's all there for you to see, and here's how you can see it all this coming summer, right up front, right next to Guy and Andy, without it costing you one red cent.
Here's what to do, Wranglers. Just send in a name for Andy Devine's new ranch. Oh, won't be in trouble at all. Matter of fact, it's fun and real easy. Then all you do is send the name, along with your own name and address, and one box top from Kellogg's Sugar Pops, large or regular size, to Rodeo Contest, that's R-O-D-E-O Contest, box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois.
And the two grand prize winners, the ones who send in the best names, will be the guests of Guy and Andy out at Frontier Days, all expenses paid.
And besides the free all-expenses-paid trip, each grand prize winner will also receive a big, handsome 27-inch screen Bendix television set, a set that'll give you years and years of great television entertainment.
Now, those are only the grand prizes. There are lots more. 608 big prizes in all, including other big screen Bendix television sets and Bendix clock radios.
So send your entries in today. That address again is Rodeo Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Lots of prizes, lots of winners, lots of fun. Get your entries in today. Look for the handy entry blanks with all the rules at your grocer's. Entries judged on originality, sincerity, and aptness. While Jingles stayed at the side of Melba Smith out on the hill, Wild Bill burned up the dust riding into town for Pliny Tookins, the only doctor for miles around.
Oh, Bunchard. Oh, boy. Here's Pliny's office.
Now, who in the world? Well, why, I'll be Ill Hickok. What brings you storming into Gold Holler? Why, I ain't seen you in Colorado since the big blow of 68.
Howdy, Pliny.
Now, was it 70? No, by Jackson, 68, yeah. That was the year Melissa Meeks had the measles, and sad-eyed Johnson's barn burnt down, I believe. What ringtail hyena are you looking for this time, Bill?
I came for you, Pliny.
Me? Why, I ain't stole nothing since I used to snitch Pickles' pig's feet from the butchered brine barrel back in Kansas City. Or now, what at Amarillo?
Now, hold it, Pliny. I came for you because Melba's in bad
shape. Melba? Dad, burn that woman. What's she done now? I keep telling her she ought to settle down and get married. Mainly, to me, that is. What's she done, Bill?
I think she broke her ankle.
Broke it? What? Well, why didn't you say so? Where's my bag of tricks here? Let her take a hold in her rope, too. We'll have to tie her down while I set it. Come on, let's go.
Can I get you anything, Melba? You want a drink of water or something?
No, Jingles.
Is that rock comfortable under your hand?
Now, Jingles, quit your stewing over me. I'm no baby, you know. I've been prospecting these here Colorado hills by myself for nigh on 8 years now.
Did you really find gold?
I sure did. Else why do you think those dry gulch and land crabs would be trying to run me off my claim?
Do you know who it was?
I sure do. It was Tom Gloder and his gang, or I'm not a foot high.
Tom Gloder? But yeah. I thought he was a leading citizen of Gold Hollow.
Leading citizen, my sunbonnet. He's a rattler in disguise, that's what he is. And if I don't get to town and file my claim, he'll beat me to it.
Does he know exactly where it is?
Well, it wouldn't take him long to find it if he got near enough. I got corner posts drove in the ground to mark it off. See? There's one. Up yonder's the next one.
Yeah, and maybe I just got an idea.
Where you going?
Now, don't you worry. Not even a little bit. Now, let's see. Here's the first one. You sure drove this stake deep enough?
Jingles, you lop-eared idiot. Don't pull up those stakes. That's the only way I got a mark on my claim.
Now, like I said, don't you worry a bit. You know, this is going to be a real smart trick, and when Bill gets back, he's going to be right proud of me for thinking of it.
Walter, I can't ride no more. I'm getting dizzy.
All right, boys, hold it. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Now, blast you, Beaver. Why'd you have to get in the way of that rifle slug?
I couldn't help it, boss. That Melba's a dead shot, and when I raised up, she got me in the shoulder. Can't you get me to a doc?
Fair chance. You know the only doc in 100 miles is Pliny Tookins, and he'd cut your heart out if he knew we'd tried to get pay dirt Melba's claim.
I don't care. I got to get to a Sawbones. Hey, Loader, look down the trail toward town.
Hey, that's Hickok.
Yeah, and the doc's with him. You gotta get that doc to me, Gloder.
Yeah, maybe you're in luck, Beaver. As long as they don't see us, maybe we can kill two birds with one stone.
What do you mean, boss?
I'd like a chance to get the drop on Wild Bill Hickok. And that narrow pass is a right good place to do it. Come on, boys. Things are looking up.
How'd Melba get herself into this fix, Bill?
She was in a gunfight when we happened along. Said she hurt her ankle diving behind a rock.
Who was it she was fighting with?
She said something about plane jumpers, Pliny.
Plane jumpers? Yeah, we've been having a lot of that around Gold Holler lately.
Anybody know who's doing it?
Well, Melba claims, as she does, says it's Tom Gloder.
Gloder?
That's what she says. But nobody's been able to prove it yet.
Well, just as soon as you get Melba's ankle fixed up, Jingles and I'll trail those gunmen and see if we can...
All right, Hickok, hold it right there. Or the next one will get the doc right between the eyes.
Hey, Bill, it's him. It's Gloder.
Come on, both of you. Head up through those trees until I tell you to stop. Move!
Gloder, you're asking for a pot full of trouble.
One move out of you, Hickok, and I'll plug you both.
Yeah, what's the meaning of this, Gloder? What do you want with us?
I got a little work for you to do, Doc. One of my boys had a hunting accident.
You mean he accidentally got in the way of one of Melba Smith's rifle slugs?
You're too smart for your own health, Hickok. All right, hold it there. Whoa, boy, whoa.
Whoa, Buckshot.
Now, get down off those horses slow-like. And don't get any ideas, Hickok. We can plug the dock before you can get four of us.
You got him, Gloder. Hurry, Doc, this thing's killing me.
Yeah, killing's too good for you, Beefer.
All right, now cut out the palaver and get to work. I ain't got all day.
You're gonna have a lot of time, Gloder.
Gloder, watch Hickok.
I warn you, lawman.
You won't hurt the doc. You need it.
You smart back. Hurley, you got a chance.
Hey, slug him. Bill, behind you.
What?
Gloder, you low-life varmint.
Shut up and get to work, Doc. Curly, you two tie Hickok up and tie him tight. When the Doc gets through with Beefer, we got business to do. I don't want no interference from that meddling marshal.
Oh, take it easy, Doc.
Hold still and shut up, Beefer. This might be my duty to my profession, but I ain't got much sympathy for you.
Come on, now, hurry it up.
Yeah, I'm done. That's all I can do for him. Now, take him out of here. I got to go fix Melba's ankle.
You're dreaming, Doc. So Melba's got a bad ankle, eh? Well, thanks for telling me.
You low-down sidewinder.
All right, grab him, boys. With him and Hickok tied up like hogs for market, there ain't nothing to stop us from getting that claim. It's gonna be a cinch now.
What's keeping Bill and Pliny, Jingle?
No, I don't know, but I don't like them taking so long. Uh-oh.
Jingles, it's them. They've come back to get my claim.
Yeah, won't they be surprised?
Oh, stop grinning like a hyena and hand me my rifle.
Oh, yeah, now here.
I'll get them six guns working and keep them off.
They know better than to come out from behind those rocks.
Hey, there's only two of them shooting from down there.
Hey, you're right, Melba. I thought you said there was four of them the last time.
There was. I told you, hit one of them.
Then there's still one missing. Well, I wonder where the varmint is.
Right behind you, big boy. Uh-oh. Drop those guns, both of you.
Gloder.
Yeah, Melba. No, hold it right there, Jingles.
You sneaking sidewinder.
You bat an eye and you're both as good as dead. All right, boys, I got them cold. Come on up and hogtie him, just like we did Hickok and Pliny.
Hickok?
And Pliny? Jingles, they got Bill.
Yeah. And now that I got the position of these stakes you set up here, I'll just ride into town and file my claim. It was right nice of you to find the gold for me.
You claim jumping Gila monster. You ain't riding nowhere.
Jingles, what are you gonna do?
Pay back, you big ox.
Gloder, you've done some harm to Wild Bill, and for that I'm gonna stomp you to China.
I warned you, Jingles. Get back or I'll fill you full of lead.
Ask anybody who's been there about Cheyenne Frontier days, and he'll tell you there's just nothing like them. They're cowboys, real Indians, parades, bronco busting, steer roping, bulldogging, everything. And now here's a chance of a lifetime for you to see all of these things this summer. See them up front, see them as the guests of Guy and Andy, right along with Guy and Andy, without it costing you anything.
And listen to how simple it is. Just give Andy Devine's new ranch a name that you think fits it. Then send the name along with your own name and address and one box top from Kellogg's Sugar Pops, large or regular size, to Rodeo Contest, that's R-O-D-E-O, Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. If your name is a first prize winner, you'll not only win the free trip to Cheyenne, Wyoming Frontier Days as the guests of Guy and Andy, but the two grand prize winners each get a big 27-inch screen Bendix television set.
And that's only the start. There are lots more prizes.
Get your entries in today. Send as many as you like, but be sure to enclose one Kellogg Sugar Pops box top with each name. The address again is Rodeo Contest, that's R-O-D-E-O, Contest, Box 749, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or get a handy entry blank with all the rules from your grocers. When Gloder said something about having tied up Wild Bill and Pliny, Jingles rose up like a huge grizzly bear and walked straight into Gloder's blazing gun.
Why don't you fall? Hurry up, you jughead.
It's like Bill always says, a coward don't shoot very straight.
Well, this one's gonna be straight between your eyes.
His gun's empty, Jingles. Get him. I'll hold the other two off. Hold cover, you weasels.
Now, Gloater, your time's run out.
I'm getting out of here.
Come back here, you jellyback coyote.
Jingles, let him go. Don't leave me here alone.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I almost forgot, but I gotta do something about Bill. I gotta find him.
Jingles, look.
Hey, it's Bill and Plenty riding this way.
Oh, thank goodness they're all right.
How'd they get loose?
Don't look good luck in the mouth. Thank goodness they did, that's all.
Bill, hurry up. I'm sure doggone glad to see you.
Oh, watch out. Whoa.
Yeah, whoa, Irene.
Howdy, Jingles. You all right?
Sure. Ooh, sure, but we ain't through yet by a long shot.
Pliny, you old horse face. What took you so long?
Now, Melba, honey, we was delayed a mite, that's all.
Bill Gloder said you was hogtied, and how'd you get loose?
Well, I don't reckon it a rope in the county that could hold Wild Bill Hickok. Never seen anything like the way he wiggles out of them ties.
Well, don't stand there jawing about it. If you're going to be a doctor, take a look at my ankle. I've been stretched out on these rocks so long, I feel like a sand lizard.
Yeah, let's see what you done to it. Whoa, steady, girl.
Oh, wow! Now you be easy. You ain't working on a horse, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Got mixed up for a minute there. Oh, it's nothing but a little sprain. No bones broke.
Well, that's a relief.
Sure, I'll just wrap it up and you can walk on it. Won't hurt you none to ride.
Oh, that's right, good news.
Bill, you don't need to wait on me. Pliny can see me back to town. Go ahead and grab those varmints. They may have filed on my claim, but I reckon there's other charges you can nail them on.
You're right, Melba. Come on, Jingles.
Any much.
Oh, I reckon there ain't no hurry far as Melba's claim is concerned, Bill.
Well, we can try to catch him. We'll see you in Melba in town, Pliny.
And yeah, we'll be along.
Yeah, and we'll have a surprise for you when you get there.
Oh, but you, whoo, pull up here, Jingle.
Oh, Joker, whoo. Hey, Bill, down the street, ain't that Gloater's horse?
That's right, partner, and that gent with that bandage on his shoulder is Beefer.
Gloater must be in the county clerk's office registering that claim.
Gloater! Gloater! Hey, you guys, get on out here and pick up!
There they are! Shoot him down, you jugheads!
I'm getting...
Come back here!
Bill, he's getting away.
Let him go. Gloater's the man we want.
All right! Gloater, I'm coming for you. Hickok, I'll blast you.
That's your last bit, Gloater.
You just think so, you two-bit hero?
And you other two galoots had better stay put. Stay put, I said.
I've had enough interference from you, Hickok.
And I've spent enough time on you, Gloater.
That's it, Bill. I got the other two at bay here.
All right, Gloater, get up.
I'm getting up.
But this ain't the last you'll hear of me.
It'll be the last we hear of you for about 20 years when the judge gets through with you.
Hey, Bill, here comes Pay Dirt Melba and Pliny Tuckins. You're just in time, Doc.
Bill, you got Gloater and his gang of claim jumpers?
Well, it won't do you no good. That claim's mine. I already filed on it.
Now comes the big surprise.
Jingles, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you big jug of syrup. You keep yapping about surprising us. This ain't no time for party games.
No. What's this about a surprise?
Speak up, Bardner.
Well, now, I ain't gonna say a word unless everybody's listening.
Yeah, we're all listening, Jingles. What's on your mind?
Oh, now that's better. Gloater, you say you got Melba's gold claim all filed in your name, huh?
I sure have, and it's legal.
Sure it is. But just before you rode up out on that hill, I changed those stakes.
What?
That's right. I didn't know what he was doing.
So all you filed a claim on, Gloater, is the barest section of worthless limestone in the state of Colorado.
What? Why, you...
Hold it, Gloater. Your time's run out. That was a right smart move, Jingles. Now Melba can take her time about filing her claim.
Oh, Jingles, you're sure some man.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have such a long-suffering heartache for Pliny Tookins, I'd sure be tempted to marry you instead.
Oh, Melba, honey, I'm a man, too.
Oh, sure he is, Melba. So while you're in the county clerk's office filing a claim on that gold, you'd better file your claim on Pliny, too. Woo-wee! For once, I did everything just right, Bill, and it makes me feel just like a cross between a Cupid and a hero.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you on Friday.
And this one's about one of the strangest characters Wild Bill and Jingles ever ran into. Matter of fact, he almost cost them their lives. Don't miss the Coyote Kid's return.
So long, kid.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Verna Felton, Joe Duvall, Frank Gerstle, Wanda Ludlow, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.